It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Iowans elected a new auditor to start in January. Rob Sand has been the chief public corruption officer in Iowa over the last decade. He was also the only Democrat to unseat a statewide Republican incumbent. He says he thinks there were a number of reasons why he did well.
Do I think it matters that I grew up in a small town in northeast Iowa? I do think it matters. Do I think it matters that we worked very hard at building a very strong fundraising effort?
You raised a lot of money.
Raised a lot of money. Yep, that matters because we were able to get our message out there.
I talked with Sand on Friday. He says on day one, the most important issue will be to look into an audit in progress on the privatization of Iowa's Medicaid management.
Since the process of privatization began, there has been media coverage of the fact that it has not gone as well as it has gone in other states or that it was not working particularly well. Obviously, we brought in, we kind of followed the Kansas model, which turned out to be a disaster for Kansas, including hiring the guy that ran it down there. I don't think that's anything personal about him necessarily, but I don't know. And that's the thing about investigations. When you're working on an investigation, you should be doing everything you can do that you think is going to dig up part of the truth. So a big piece of that is making sure that you're subpoenaing the right people and the right entities to get documentation and to get testimony about their work to make sure you're understanding exactly what is going on.
And have you been able to see any of this information as the incoming auditor?
We've got a meeting set up for after Thanksgiving where I assume that I will get some level of briefing on that.
What are you expecting?
I don't know. I expect that it's a work in progress, I suppose. You know, it hasn't been issued. My point in the campaign was always that it should have been started earlier. It wasn't started until just June of the election year, when privatization had been going on for quite some time before that. And if we wanted to have people have an opportunity to have a look at it to help guide their thinking and making their decisions in the governor's race or in their legislative races, that it should have been started earlier to help increase the odds that it would have been issued prior to the election. That said, I don't know at what level it's been moved along. I don't know if it's partially done, mostly done. I haven't gotten any information about that.
Just speaking a little more generally, how do you see your role? I mean, you're a Democrat and the governor is a Republican. We have a Republican legislature in the House and the mm-hmm. Senate. Do you see your job as a check on the Republicans in control of the state?
It's my job to provide for anyone of any party accountability and to make sure that taxpayer dollars are being used in a way that promotes integrity and promotes truth. I don't care about what someone's party affiliation is, and I talked a lot about that on the campaign trail. The Iowa Film Office tax credit scandal happened under a Democratic administration, and I prosecuted every single one of those criminal cases just the same. There's a county Democratic official that's a convicted felon because the embezzlement that she committed, I thought, merited a felony conviction. So even though they are someone who would have voted consistently for Democrats, they can't vote anymore. We need to have more people in politics who are putting the public ahead of their party. And I think that's a real problem that we have today. And the only thing that I can do about that is control what I do as an elected official. And what I do as an elected official is always going to be focused on the truth and integrity and accountability, regardless of partisanship.
What has been lacking in this office in your eyes?
This is a job where you certainly want to have on staff CPAs and accountants, but to have only CPAs and accountants on staff when you have more than just accounting to do is like a football team with 11 quarterbacks playing on offense at the same time. There is a approach to the work that they have done where I think there's missing a law enforcement perspective in the office. I would like to have someone, obviously like myself, that has some law enforcement experience as a prosecutor, making sure they're looking at every investigation on day one all the way through. I think that's important to have. The focus on the audit side of the office is fine, but the investigative division, I think, has been given short shrift over the years. That's a really important part of what this office does. If you want to know what's going on with people's money, if you want to know what our government is doing on behalf of taxpayers, you've got to have someone who's willing to investigate and who's frankly willing to upset people in the name of taxpayers.
All right. Rob Sand, thank you.
Thanks, Clay.